proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you the first part in a series called When God is Silent, a look at the Book of Esther. This material is based on an article written by Brother Howard Rothenberg, a Jewish believer who serves with IBJM in Florida. This appeared in a recent issue for the Everlasting Nation magazine published by IBJM. If you would like to receive a copy of the Everlasting Nation magazine, simply contact us here at IBJM at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. This article has been a blessing to me, and I'm sure it will be to you as well. The Book of Esther begins with a magnificent banquet in the king's palace to display his power and concludes with a celebration for the Jewish people on their deliverance from judgment of death over them. It covers a period of time reaching to our current times called the times of the Gentiles. This book opens appropriately with the reign of a Gentile ruler, a Persian ruler named Ahasuerus, and identifies him specifically as that Ahasuerus which reigned from India even until Ethiopia. The narrative of this rule begins, however, not with a battle, but a royal banquet. This major event in Israel's history begins with a seemingly minor offense against this powerful king by his rebellious wife Vashti. As a result of her refusal to be displayed before his court, Ahasuerus deposes her from being queen and sets about to replace her with a new wife in an empire-wide beauty contest. Within this vast empire controlled by a Persian ruler, whose historical name is the famous Xerxes that ruled Persia at the peak of its power, the Jewish people were dispersed, and until recently, most lived from the Falasha Jews of Ethiopia to the B'nai Israel of India. Now, within this diaspora, the dispersion of the Israelites began with the first Assyrian invasion of northern Israel. They lived the Jews of Shushan, the capital of Persia. A vital clue to understanding this narrative is given to us as the leading two persons are introduced to us. It says in Esther chapter 2, verse 5, "Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite." It is Mordecai's identity as a Jew, as well as Esther's, that offers the primary clue to this history. The term Jew or Judah are from the same Hebrew word mentioned for the first time by Leah when she named her fourth son of Jacob. She said in Genesis 29, verse 35, "Now will I praise the Lord." Therefore, she called his name Judah. Later, her husband Jacob prophesies of Judah as a lion's whelp, in whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in thy neck of thine enemies. Mordecai's introduction as a Jew associates him with the prophecy of a future ruler over all the world, for Jacob's prophecy identifies the Messiah titled Shiloh as the final and victorious king over all the earth, according to Genesis 49. Mordecai's specific tribal identity is Benjamin. And Mordecai's residence in the Persian capital is explained as a result of his being taken captive with the Jewish king Jeconiah, the king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. Several of the major clues to the story are revealed in these three verses of Esther chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. The origins of the Jewish diaspora are told through the condition of Mordecai. He was first taken as a captive from Israel to a foreign land by the nation of Babylon. This invasion, a divine judgment for Israel's rebellion against the Torah laws, is described in other historical books of the Bible, such as 2 Chronicles 36. And the details of this total time period, the times of the Gentiles, is given by one of the captives taken to Babylon, Daniel. Daniel chapters 2 and 7 reveal this. Now, the last tribe to lose its independence was Judah, and eventually all the Israelites took on the term Jew or Judah. Now, the tribal name derived as Jews is mentioned over 60 times in this book, and by its origin, invokes the sacred name of God, which Leah said, "Now will I praise the Lord." This is Leah's dedication of her son to God, as she named him. So as you can see, we are just now setting the stage for God's plan to take place. So please join us next time as we continue our look at the Book of Esther. And if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.